Good morning. And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are most welcome right here at 18 Broad Street. We do have a couple of announcements this morning. I'm going to start with Alice and Judy.
Good morning. Our Ike and barbecue that was planned for yesterday was canceled because of the weather, and we are going to redo it again this Saturday, June the 10th. So if you're interested, please let me know. We have a 10 o'clock hike. 11 o'clock, we're going to be setting up for lunch, and we're going to have a barbecue at 12. We'll supply the hamburgers, hot dogs, and if you want to bring a side dish, just let me know. And if Saturday morning rolls around and you haven't signed up, please come anyway, because we always have plenty of food. Thank you.
Good morning. Our last meeting of the Christian Fellowship Group will be a week from Wednesday, the 14th of June. We go to Tiger's Pride Restaurant, which is at the Westfield Volk School.
Technical, Westfield Tech. I'm just to correct, I promised Superintendent Zaborowski that anytime I heard the word Volk, I would yell, Tech!
So, I need you to sign up so we can tell them how many people are coming. I'll be at coffee hour for sign up. The choice, meal choice is chicken marsala or baked stuffed shrimp. The shrimp is flying out of It's just, everybody wants a shrimp. It's only $13 for a full meal. Your drinks and your salad and dessert and all. So I hope you'll be able to come.
Excellent. Thank you, Judy. So I was handed the 2023 traffic impact for next Sunday's Ironman. It is not a church-friendly event. I am telling you that right now. In that, the impact on the roads and you trying to get to church, I'm not saying it to frighten you, but what we're doing, what I would like to say is this. Please pay attention to your email and Facebook. If you are on Facebook, please go and like First Congregational Church. If we don't have your email address, if you're someone who has been coming regularly but do not get emails from us, please see Cindy. If you come out this way today, Cindy will be back and she can get your email address. Or see me. I think I might have a piece of scrap paper up here and I can get that down before we go home today. So just if it's going to impact us or if we have anything that we can tell you to make it easier on you, right? No, not one decision has been made. I haven't talked to our moderator, so we don't know what's going to happen yet. So, but please just keep an eye to the email, and we'll post it on Facebook, and we'll try to get things out to everybody if there's going to be a change. Okay? Are there any other announcements? I have one. I just remembered. I don't know if you've watched the news, but Reverend Bruce McLeod in Spencer is one of our friends. And First Congregational Church in Spencer burned to the ground on Friday. So we're going to ask you to keep their members in prayer. Right now, there is there's nothing else that we can do. I mean, the insurance companies have to do their thing. If there is a way that we can help them besides sending prayers their way, I will make sure that we know how to do that so that we can help support them. The same way that we would want some support from them if we were in that unfortunate situation. So, please keep that in mind. Anyone else this morning? Okay, very good. Let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship. Welcome this day to a celebration of God's magnificent creation.
Thanks be to God, our Creator, who has loved to us such a beautiful plant.
Welcome this day to a recognition of God's redeeming love.
Thanks be to God, the Redeemer, who has given us God's only Son as our example and teacher, our Savior and Redeemer.
Welcome this day to the joy of God's Holy Spirit of truth and power.
Thanks be to God, the Sustainer, who walks with us every day, guiding and guarding our steps. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This is the good news. Christ died for us that we might have life. We are called to give our lives to ministries of justice. God is with us in this, in all righteous endeavors. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. As we listen to God's word. Our first reading this morning is the beginning of the book of Genesis. Bear with us.
When God began to create the heavens and the earth, the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while the wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the water from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day.
And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarmed, and even every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day.
And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth of every kind. And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the seas, and the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the seas, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life. I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. On the sixth day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Our God is still speaking. Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew's gospel, where I will begin in the 28th chapter with the 16th verse. "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I am limited in how far I can move with this thing. We are having our sound system looked at. So hopefully, as we finish this, I'm tangled. I'll be able to wear my little headset again, and it will be good. How many of you have a skill that allows you to make something out of almost nothing? Okay. Perhaps you can sew, knit, crochet, throw clay into pottery, woodwork, or even make beer. Maybe you can draw or paint. How many musicians do we have hiding out there? Yeah, see, we have a few. So, what can you do? Take a moment, think about it. Are you thinking up there? Now, according to your comfort level, turn and talk to the person next to you or near you and share what you can do. You have 2 minutes for this. Ready? Begin. Thank you. 30 seconds. Now, the good news for some of you is I can't come out to you. I can't do my little Phil Donahue routine today. I'm tied and down here. But is there anyone who'd like to share? Anybody want to? Anne.
First thing I thought
would
be to go to the beach
with
the pail and make a sandcastle.
Go to the beach with the pail and make a sandcastle. That's always fun for those who can do it. Anybody up there? It'll give you a chance to think of something to talk about and to share later on. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. I'm going to stay down here in the interest of time. Bear with me just a moment, and I'm going to see if I can make this so that you can hear me as well. Oh, for those of you who may have wondered, why do we do this? I ask these questions in hope that you can share so that we can learn more about each other. It's also, in the teacher world, it's a hook. And sometimes far-fetched, but it gets us into the topic of the sermon. So I never mastered any tools. And I can't build or rehab a kitchen. I can't do any of that at all. In the theater world, they would actually take tools away from me, and they won't even let me paint. So it's not that good. But I will absolutely tell you that I married well in that department because my other half can do all of those things quite nicely. One thing I can do, though, I learned, is I can take chaos and organize it. I have found myself in that position numerous times in my life that I have that God-given ability to be able to do that. So that's where my skills lie. I know that I've done this in schools, and I've done it with schedules, and all of a sudden, Nesbitt, you're going to teach 3 grades at once on your mark, get, set, go, and how you organize them. Someday I'll show you a picture of what we did. But it is. But it's not necessarily, any of those things are not necessarily creating something out of nothing. Our big reading from Genesis this morning, and thank you to Michelle Weiner for indulging me in our trade-off. It gives us the biblical account of how the world was created by God. It is part of our sacred scriptures as a means to explain how we got here. Now, I'm not about to go into some great dissertation of the differences of those who follow creationism versus Darwinism. What I've always used is that we had to start somewhere. Now, perhaps people have their theories on how, but I think, this is Paul Nesbitt, the most important things are, number one, we're here. Number two, the world had to start from something or someone. And I believe that's God. How it happened is not the most important thing. Now, the scientists will want to beat me up. But I don't think that how is not. But that it happened is the most important thing. What does this story offer us? Now, I don't usually give you a quote from someone, but I pilfered a little bit of this, so I have to give credit where credit is due. And Barry Beans is a minister who talked about creation offers us the promise of new beginnings. Each day, God creates, and we begin again. The plant and animal worlds illustrate the renewable character of creation. The psalmist declared that the mercies of God are new every morning. Paul described the Christian experience as renewed or recreated. Indeed, creation is predictable and dependable. God is faithful to his covenant and people. We are renewed through prayer in which God fully interprets and punctuates the past and initiates new beginnings. We are renewed through an obedient experience with the progressive will of God. Yes, creation is predictable. It is also filled with promise. End of quote. I think that this promise that Beans talks about is the love that God has for us. It took some time to be fulfilled, but God sent a Savior in the form of Jesus to live among us and to share with us how much God truly loves us. In today's gospel reading, even, we find that through the disciples, we are called to share God's love. But before we can do that, we must experience a loving God. In times past, we have talked about our relationship with God and God's unconditional love for all of us, and we recognize that that's mind-blowing and sometimes hard for us to grasp. God loves us so much that even before he sent us Jesus, God made all of us stewards of creation. To be a steward of creation is a huge responsibility and not something that one person can do single-handedly. However, we can each do our part to show that we can be a true steward of creation. In each person's own way, we can demonstrate our love for creation and our determination to make it last for generations to come. We can do this by conserving by conserving natural and human-made resources. This can be done in simple ways. I am no expert, but I'm going to share some of mine. Don't run the water when you're brushing your teeth. How many of us turn the water on whenever you start brushing your teeth? The water's running the whole entire time. Consider turning that off when you're doing that. Someone had said that to me once, and I realized that I was doing that. I was like, oh yeah, I can do that. Be aware of water being left on while we're doing dishes. Switching to energy-efficient lighting at home. Recycling paper, etc. Sometimes I even take a page from my grandmother. When she washed dishes, she used a dishpan and she didn't fill up the whole sink. Sometimes she used a big pot as a dishpan. That would be the last one washed. I am sure you hear the voices of your own parents whenever you left a light on in the room when nobody else was going to be there. Or one of them walked into the living room or a den and the TV was on and no one was watching it. It was just on. Now, the number one concern at the time was probably, we have to pay the electric bill. It costs money to keep these lights on, you know. But we can also add the need to conserve all resources, to conserve energy, to allow the planet to breathe. And these are just simple ways that we can be stewards of creation. I am sure that I left out a ton of these. So as you speak to each other at coffee hour this morning, share them. Share them with me. I can probably use a whole education on this. Today, as we celebrate creation, we celebrate a triune God, Creator, Father, Mother, Son, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit, sanctifier, who loves us. As stewards of creation, let us work. Let us work together to return that love to our triune God and prove that we can handle being in charge of what God has given to us. Amen. As we come to prayer this morning, we remember our joys and concerns as listed in our worship guide. We pray for our government leaders, for men and women in the armed forces, and in a special way, Cody. Our National Guard, reserves, Peace Corps, and all those who serve the cause of peace and justice across the world. For all those who lead us in ways of being good stewards of creation. We pray for peace in Ukraine. We pray for Hello Haiti and the people who live in Haiti. We pray for our church and our ministry in Westville and beyond. We remember those people in Spencer who lost their church this week. We offer these prayers for members and friends of our congregation for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Don, Ann, Vanessa, Dave, Kathy, Lisa, Bob, Shirley, Judy, Rick, Joan, Marilyn, Barry, Ralph, Linda, Norma, Donna, Jackie, Kurt, Ariana, and for those friends and for the family of Nancy. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Kathy, Betty, Barbara, Joan, and Nancy. And this day we recall and remember all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And we take a moment now to recognize those. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Almighty God, known as wisdom before the dawn of creation, Lord Jesus Christ, perfect love made flesh, Holy Spirit of God, ever present, O hidden source of life, wrapped up in perfect Trinity, we meditate upon the great and gracious plan which you have brought to pass, that women and men like us should look beyond creation to worship you, the creator of all things. In the beginning, you, the uncreated, moved across the face of deep and brought out space and time, and then material substance, the atom and the molecule and the crystalline form, then the first germ of life, and the long upward striving of all things that swim and creep and fly. And then the miracle of intelligence and consciousness. The mystery, the beginning of the mystery in the building of the first altar, and then the saying of the first prayer. O hidden love of God, forgive us for those times when we have taken this mystery for granted, and forgive us all the more for the times when we thought we had unraveled the mystery and thought that we knew it all. The how, the where, and the why. Almighty God, let us not harbor anything in our hearts that might spoil our fellowship with you or with one another. Work with us and within us. Do what you will of us. Make of us what you want of us. Change us as we need changed. Use us as your will requires. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. God has abundantly bestowed upon us the gift of life. Our best response is to offer our whole lives as agents for God's mission in the world. Give as you are able to build the community of God in our homes, our congregation, and around the world. And this being said, our morning offering will be received.
Our very lives for your service. Multiply them
in our efforts to meet the need. We are yours, God. Use us, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. As grain that was gathered on the hillside and gathered together and made into one loaf, so we are bound together around Christ's table and become one. As grapes grown in the field are gathered together and pressed into wine, so we are transformed into Christ's self-giving love for all. May God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Give thanks to our triune God. All-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. All things are of your making. All times and seasons obey your law. But you chose to make us in your image, setting us over the world in all its wonder. You made us the stewards of creation to praise you day by day for the marvels of the wisdom and power through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so together we lift our voices to praise you in song. Indeed, O God, you are holy, and all creation rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself, so that from east to west and north to south, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, God, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be nourished and strengthened to spread your gospel message. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper had ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. Come, all things are ready. Ministering to you in his name, I give you the bread. Thank you. I give you the cup. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving as found in your worship guide, and then we do have a presentation or some announcements to make after that. For the beauty of creation, the gift of life, and your presence with each of us, even though we are physically distant, we give you thanks. Work through us so that we might be channels of your mission in the world, to build your community on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. I am coming back down here. Today is the last day that our choir is going to be with us until September. I have to tell you, I wanted to share with you what I shared with them this morning. And it gives me chills to even think that I am the pastor of a church that has a music program that looks like this. So to Alan Taylor, I call him Maestro. Maestro, well done, and thank you. Parker Law is going to leave us. He has the audacity to grow up and to move away and to experience life someplace else. But we are forever grateful for your solos and for your presence among us, Parker. Thank you. This afternoon, up near UMass, at UMass Amherst, the Hampshire Choral Society, under the direction of our very own Alan Taylor, will have their spring concert. It's a special concert because Alan is retiring not from First Congregational Church, but only from the Hampshire Choral Society. So it'll be Alan's last performance. And how many of our choir members are singing this afternoon? So we have quite a few. So if you can join them this afternoon at 3 p.m. at UMass Amherst. In the Fine Arts Center at UMass Amherst. Next Sunday, when the chaos is finished, here in the afternoon at 2 p.m., we will host the Young Singers. They will be here, so hopefully by then the roads will be clear and you can join us here at First Congregational Church for that concert. Thank you all very, very much. And let us all join in the singing of our closing hymn this morning.
Thank you.
All right. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit will go with you and before you, today and evermore. Amen.